Hello everyone, we are gathered here today, freezing to death, sorry if I'm sniffly, to protest those unjust laws in Germany and elsewhere that severely restrict abortion and endanger the lives and well-being of millions worldwide. Although it may seem to us like the situation has been generally improving, going in the direction of widespread legalization, the recent developments in the US remind us that we must keep fighting and making our voices heard just as loudly as the ones from religious and far-right organizations that would very gladly take our rights away. What has occurred in the US is not unheard of. We have already seen several countries lose their hard-won abortion rights. For instance, Egypt, one of the countries which originally led medical advancement for abortion from as early as medieval period, now permits them only in life-threatening cases. Like is the case for many colonized countries, the Egyptian laws were taken from its colonizer, France, in the late 1930s. In 1932, Poland was the first country in Europe outside of the Soviet Union, where Lenin had made it legal on request some years prior to legalize abortion in cases of rape or health concerns. Abortion in Poland was legal on request from the 1960s to the 1980s, but after the end of communist rule in 1990 and up to the present time, Poland has enacted one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe, allowing them only when the pregnancy is life-threatening or results from rape. Although in real life in Poland, it takes many months to obtain an abortion, so demand is near total. Spain, whose Socialist Republic allowed free abortions in the first semester as early as the 1930s, saw those rights torn away with the arrival of the fascist dictatorship in 1940 and until the late 70s, and still suffers the effects today as right-wing parties that are fascist adjacent constantly threaten to downturn abortion rights. Another example is El Salvador, which originally allowed abortions in case of life-threatening pregnancies or rape, and did not explicitly forbid them until 1998, when continuous lobbying by the Catholic Church achieved the passing of a total prohibition law, as a result of which at least 182 women have been imprisoned for medical emergencies or miscarriages. Prior to 2006, Nicaraguan laws permitted abortions as long as both parents and doctors consented to it. From 2006 onwards, Nicaragua, also because of lobbying by the Catholic Church, has enacted a complete abortion ban in all cases, even potential death, becoming one of the only countries in the world to do so. And most recently, of course, federal protections for the right to abort have been removed in the US, causing many states to enact complete prohibitions, as we have seen in Katie's speech. These cases show us that in many times, what seems like a history of progress for abortion laws has actually been a history of regression. If we take a good look at this timeline, the restriction is insidious. It is a conscious effort to limit the rights of parents, often women, by colonizers, religious institutions, and fascist governments. Now, in the wake of Italy's concerning new government and the ever-present demonstrations by anti-choice religious movements, we should not allow potential prohibition to run unchecked. Even when countries allow abortions on paper, the legal code often does not guarantee them. 22 of all 28 EU states, including Italy, Spain, or Germany, protect doctors from refusing to conduct abortions on a moral basis. In Italy, over 60% of gynecologists are morally opposed. In Germany, it is only 1 in 10 doctors that will perform them, either on the basis of ideology or lack of training. What if, after falling and severely breaking your arm, we encountered a doctor that explained to us that the fracture cannot be fixed by any doctors, not in the whole hospital, but the whole region, because they all believed that God had meant it for you to fall, and so you shall live with your fracture. That is the case for people in highly religious areas of countries like Italy or Spain, which are forced to travel 4 hours in order to find a doctor who will treat them, even though abortions are legal on paper. And most abortion laws in Europe are severely time restricted, sometimes up to only 4 or 6 weeks after a missed period, which people that have periods know that is very short and often not a cause for concern. Even after finding a doctor, the laws of states like Germany require a long and humiliating counseling process, as we have seen, which is legally allowed to be conducted by biased religious institutions, which prolongs the process and worsens the potential trauma for the patient. If it is hard for you to imagine the mental and physical consequences of a forced pregnancy and a forced birth, consider that many women in countries where abortion has been turned illegal or simply was never allowed often choose unsafe abortion practices or simply death. This all to protect the life of a fetus which is not even viable outside of the womb and which cannot feel dread, fear, pain, or the agonizing realization that its life will never be the same. Laws that could and which might potentially turn into total prohibition, like the ones in section 2018 of the German legal code, cannot remain, and the temporary allowance that abortions are illegal but not punishable is not enough. For this, we demand guaranteed, free and safe abortions for all, and we demand laws here in Germany and all over the world that clearly state and protect the right to choose over our bodies. Thank you.